The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But he went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. Gospel of the Lord. So these saints, especially for us, we come to China, and also today the first reading from 1 Corinthians, this is the motto of your congregation: all things, you become all things to all, omnia omnibus. So this is, you have a special memory for your vocation, that you be one with others, so that we are taught not to live for yourself. Be one with others means you lose your thinking, lose your behavior, so that be more one with others. So this is what Jesus did on earth, and he just expects each one of us to do the same thing. Since you joined the congregation of St. Paul, that means that his way is to the Romans, become a Roman, to the Greeks, to become a Greek. And also, whatever, from Vietnam go to China and to Hong Kong, be a Hong Konger. So no matter, you have to lose some of your culture so that you can be one with all. So we pray that we learn from one another, that we have to lose ourselves so that we can more like Christ. And this is what Christ prayed for us already. Father, that all may be one.